Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 671. Why did I think that said 2? Wow. 671. And it is your review of City Lights. As always, it is the nerd you're going to hear to host the show, alongside my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Thursday evening.
We haven't been at 271 in a long time.
Yeah, that's 400 ago.
Yeah. I don't even know what movie we reviewed in 271.
271 was probably still on just the voice.
More than likely, we probably did what's it called? That is just on the voice side of things.
Yeah. Probably one of those where I had to name all the episodes.
Yeah. I alleviated Brad of those duties a long time ago. I was like,
yeah, thankfully.
I was like, Brad, it's going to be hard for you to come up with a title all these times. And also, it's just easier for people to search up movie title.
Yeah, it's true. I did have fun on some of them, though.
Yeah. So, hey, you had some great work on some of them, Brad.
What was the one?
My favorite's always going to be the Shazam one.
I don't remember.
Say my name and grab my staff.
I like the two girls, one roof, the Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
Vertigo? Was it Vertigo?
Yeah, Vertigo. Vertigo.
Two girls, one roof.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, if you look up in our past library or history, there are the original, when we were just doing voice, I named a lot of those episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's great. But of course, we're here to continue on our Charlie Chaplin month. This episode is live and early for our patrons over at patreon.com/thenerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get this episode along with other episodes of the Nerdcore stream live to your face and feed. And you get to chat with us and discuss with us and make comments and all that stuff. But of course, if you want to join that, you go over to patreon.com/thenerdcore. Before we can go ahead and get into the review, Brad, how are you doing today, man?
I'm tired.
What's going on?
I'm tired. I had to be boss all week.
I was like, I fucking hate that.
I'm tired. I had a meeting that was in town today. And so after that meeting, I went straight to the liquor store.
Oh my God. It was one of those days, huh?
Well, I actually, so I went partially for Brenda because she had a pretty rough day today. So I got her some stuff she likes. And then I am trying to find whiskey and bourbon that I actually enjoy. Mm-hmm. I have not in my 37 years been able to find, you know, I haven't really tried either. So I'm trying now. I'm kind of looking up stuff and trying to figure out stuff. And I actually found two whiskeys that I actually kind of enjoy. So
nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I didn't have a very large taste test before this. I did have a little nibble. So.
That's like so. I may not like it.
You know, I'm pretty good with those two. I mean, there's some whiskeys that I've been trying, and I'm just like, you could fucking put that in your car and start fucking shit. It's like, this is not it, man. I don't know how people drink some of that stuff.
Well, I'm glad you found something. Hopefully, you're not showing up to fucking drunk to what's it called, the episodes. But yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've shown up to too many. Maybe the live show.
Well, like I've said before, we usually do. I'm like, yeah, we're not
doing this.
I'm not doing this today. Like, we're just gonna what's it called? Do it another day.
Yeah. Or I'll tell Raul. I usually tell Raul beforehand, like, yeah, no.
Yeah. It's just not a good look, y'all. It's not a good look.
And me just slurring all over the place, being like, "Yeah, fuck this movie."
Yeah. But I went to work, and that's pretty much it. I went to work, and I watched this film. Still trying to keep an eye on Maya.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maya doing all right?
Yeah, she's doing all right, man. All right. Yeah. Oh, wow, Brad. You want to know what episode 271 is?
What?
Wow. Grave of the Fireflies.
Oh, wow. Well, that's one to call out in
Yeah.
And make me go in a corner in the fetal position.
Yeah. Episode 271. Why do fireflies have to die so soon?
Yeah. Oh, did I choose that one or did you choose that one?
I never chose the fucking names, right?
Oh, man, I must have been in my feels. Yeah. That ain't even a funny one. Usually they were funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just went to work and came home, watched this movie, took a little bit of a nap, just taking care of Maya, making sure she's fine. But, that's it. I had to go in a little bit earlier because a client came over. We had to work on some footage. So
okay.
I was able to watch this here at home.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And luckily they're not like 2 hour long movies.
No.
The kid was 53 minutes, I think. And This was an hour and 30 something.
Yeah. I think our next ones, I think they're all low, like below, what's it called? An hour and 30.
Yeah. What time do I like? I like
Cronenberg time.
Cronenberg time.
Well, why'd you pick a short film for our mini pod? our mini pod's 33 minutes, Brad.
Oh, I have no idea. I was just picking random shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay.
Our mini pod might be our what's called oldest film that we reviewed.
Oh yeah, it's that A Dog's Life, right? Or
from 1918.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But man. But
that
that's pretty
shows
much
you how long Charlie Chaplin was a star.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But pretty much just what's I've been up to today, man. And we are going to go ahead and get this going already because, there's no spoiler warning. So fuck it. Let's just go ahead.
This is 19. You just want me to click on the.
No, I got what's it called? Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, man. Right here. I have City Lights ready. And City Lights is a 1931 American synchronized sound romantic comedy drama film written, produced, directed by and starring Charlie Chaplin. While the film has no audible dialogue, it was released with a synchronized musical score with sound effects. The story follows the misadventures of Charlie's Chaplin's tramp as he falls in love with a blind girl played by Virginia Sherrill and develops a turbulent friendship with an alcoholic millionaire played by Harry Myers. Although talking pictures or films with recorded dialogue were on the rise when Chaplin started developing the script in 1928, he decided to continue working without dialogue, only incorporating sound with the use of a synchronized musical score with sound effects. Filming started in December 1928 and ended in September 1930. City Lights marked the first time Chaplin composed the film score to one of his productions, and it was written in 6 weeks with Arthur Johnston. The main theme used as a leitmotif for the blind flower girl is the song La Violetera, Who Buy My Violet, from Spanish composer Jose Padilla. Chaplin lost a lawsuit to Padilla for not crediting him. Come on, Chaplin. City Lights was immediately successful upon release on January 30th, 1931, with positive reviews and worldwide rentals of more than $4 million. Today, many critics consider it not only the highest accomplishment of Chaplin's career, but one of the greatest films of all time. Chaplin's biographer, Jeffrey Vance, believes City Lights is not only Charlie Chaplin's masterpiece, it is an act of defiance as it premiered 4 years into the era of sound films, which began with the premiere of The Jazz Singer in 1927. In 1991, the Library of Congress selected City Lights for preservation in the United States National Film Registry as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. In 2007, the American Film Institute ranked it 11th on its list of the best American films ever made. In 1949, the critic James Agee called the film's final scene the greatest single piece of acting ever committed to celluloid. And cinematography is done by Roland Tothero and Gordon Pollack. It's edited by Charlie Chaplin and Willard Nico. And of course, it sits at an hour and 27 minutes, and on a budget of $1.5 million, it made $4.25 million in worldwide rentals. It's really fucking good. That's pretty much impressive. All you need. Yeah. Yeah, Brad, I selected this movie because I've heard about it 1,000 times. I was actually not aware that this was a fucking silent film. Hmm. So I was like, okay.
Well, it sounds like it was a silent film right when movies started going to sound.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the fact Charlie even released this during that time when everybody was moving towards movies with sound is kind of very amazing.
But nonetheless, I think that this is a great movie. This is an amazing film, and it is very touching. It's so beautifully, acted. I think that Charlie Chaplin, this is like one of his best performances, not up there with The Great Dictator. Like, Great Dictator to me is still his best performance, but from the two sound films I've seen, this is his best silent performance. He's so charming in this movie, but super funny, but it's like his, just the way that he provides empathy with his like view, like his facial performances, mm-hmm. it's close to no one, bro. Like, it's in its league of its own. But what are your initial thoughts on City of Lights, Brad?
I gotta agree with you on all the points you just made. I don't put it up there with The Great Dictator, but I do think I like it more than The Kid, which we just reviewed. I do think I like it more than that. And I agree. Charlie Chaplin is hilarious in this. There's moments where I just openly laughed.
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind right away, the one that I can really remember, is when he's standing in trying to look through her window and the water barrel just tips into the dude's whole house on the bottom floor.
I was absolutely losing my shit when the millionaire and him were, drinking. And every time he would pour the drink,
it went down his pants. Yes, yeah. Every time. So yeah, this throughout this movie, there's moments like that, and it's just great and funny. And we haven't brought up Virginia Sherrill, the blind girl, the beautiful amazing actress throughout this. And again, you brought up Charlie Chaplin's facial expressions in this. I think we have to bring up Virginia Sherrill's facial expressions because she matches him, I think, in that aspect, especially, like they said, in that final scene. Holy God, her face, just when the realization of who was basically helping her, you know, when she was blind and poor, her realizing that it wasn't, you know, one of these rich, fancy guys. It was this tramp. So I think her performance in this helps elevate the movie just as much as Charlie Chaplin's. And then again, you got to bring up Harry Myers as the alcoholic millionaire, because his performance in this adds just fucking funny shit. Like, without him in the, you don't have a lot of those scenes.
Yeah. I found it's the moment when he's looking at the statue.
He's just like peering, he's like backing up, and then the ground's coming up, and you're like, is he gonna fall in the hole? He's gonna fall in the hole.
And he keeps like going at points, and then he doesn't fall in, and then he goes back, and then he goes like, he doesn't. You know, like, I'm like, dude, that's so fucking funny. But to me, I think the funniest moment to me was definitely the drinking part where he's just it just keeps going down his pants.
Yeah, just tipping over into his pants. And he's just like sitting there. And you know what I was expecting? I was expecting him to pull out like a cup. Jug out and just drink that. This is a lovely movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's very fun to watch, and it's paced correctly.
Yeah.
And for a silent movie, it keeps your attention.
Yeah. I really liked it. Like the chemistry between Virginia and Charlie Chaplin, just, it's so good. Like, you don't need dialogue for this movie. You don't need, you don't need sound.
No.
You don't need recorded dialogue. It's like you see it all on the screen. And even on the even on some of the dialogue, all you're hearing is
yes.
It is and
then with the card that comes up. Charlie knows what he's doing.
The statue being unveiled and the fucking sword going through his pants.
Yeah, and he has a hole in his pants for like, I think, half the movie at least.
Yeah. But like, point is, like, you feel these performances without even needing the sound of the dialogue, like those, the glances, the stares, and you know, just the eyes are saying everything that the mouth can't.
And I think if Charlie wasn't as good as an actor with like his whole body, specifically his face, these movies wouldn't have probably been anything special. We probably wouldn't be sitting here watching these, reviewing these, and talking about him if he wasn't that great at what he did. And that was using humor and getting emotion from the audience through his facial performances.
Yeah. The pacing is great. Like I'm saying with these silent films, like, I don't know why it's taken me so long to watch silent films. Like, the pacing is not bad at all. I think just Nanook of the North put me off so much because the pacing was like, was pretty damn bad in that one, where it felt like really dragged out.
And that one wasn't a comedy, was it?
That one's a documentary.
Documentary, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this being a comedy probably helps because you don't have to be that serious in this. Yeah. And there's a lot of moments where you can just laugh. But I like this movie more. Like, there's a ton of moments with comedy, but I like this movie more for the emotional element. Because you just see him and, you know, he's trying to get this girl $22 to pay her rent. And he was trying to get her $22 to pay her rent. And he's doing all these odd jobs. The boxing was fucking funny. But, and, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, did they like reuse roles when he's behind the ref? But honestly, I think he just kept doing that. I think they had such good choreography and coordination that he just did that the whole time. And it's a great scene. I mean, and I just can't help but just say so much great things about this movie.
And the score, Brad. God, the score is amazing, Brad. Like, and I'm telling you, if the score wasn't as good as it was, I don't think this movie holds up either.
No.
Like, this movie does, like, because that moment at the end, that ending, which I can tell you 100%, he's right. Like, this is one of the best performances ever put on the screen. Like, that ending does not work if you don't have that such beautiful score really bringing that moment together.
Well, and the music over the pivotal moments really help.
Yeah, yeah. But, God, man, it's just he's so good, Brad. He's like he's such a great actor and a director too. Because you know, like you said, this movie flows really well, and
it's good storytelling.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's really good storytelling with these movies we've seen from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I gotta say the cleanup on this, top notch. Like, I'm wondering like what I gotta do to get some of this on the Kurosawa movies, like guys, like it just, you know, this is from 1931. I don't.
What is this, a 2K scan or what is this? Let me see.
Mean, it looked good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I can't buy all of these on the sale. God damn it! But like, I really
wait,
like.
Is this... there a box set of just silent Charlie Chaplin movies? It's like.
This is a new digital restoration from a 4K film transfer. Yeah, with uncompressed monaural soundtrack on the Blu-ray. Yeah, they did some work on this, Brad. They fucking did some work on this, and it really shows. Really shows. I would hope that they would do some of this. For Kurosawa, right? I was also really surprised, Brad, at a black actor being used in this film. Which that was a black actor, like it was he wasn't
the boxer.
He wasn't, what's it called, a blackface.
No, that anything. Was a black actor there.
Yeah. And I have
for 1930s
to say,
that I mean, that's a
for literally, Brad, like filmed in 1930, Brad.
Although, you know, although this was in Britain probably, right? Or where was this filmed?
I'm not sure. Well,
I don't know, but yeah, 1930s is still, that's still, I mean, you that was definitely busting out of the norm back in the day.
This was shot in Chaplin Studios in Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And looks like mostly Cali. Most all the locations are in Cali. But and like that really like tripped me out. I was like, wow, like you actually have an actual black man here, like an actual black actor in this, which at the time that wasn't really happening, Brad. Like that, you don't have that at the time. So for it to actually be on screen, I was like, wow, like fucking balls on Charlie Chaplin, Brad.
Yep.
Yeah. But what a great movie, Brad. I think that it's
this fucking was a good pick. This was a good pick.
Great movie, Brad. It's a great movie. I thought it was very what's it called moving, very profound. I love like the comedic aspect, but the film has a way of like blending the drama and the comedic aspect so well, where it's like none of them are too distracting from the other. If you get what I mean.
And you have that good emotional tie to it, and you feel for these characters, and at the end of it, you want these characters, specifically the tramp and the blind flower girl to succeed. And Charlie does such an amazing job in just telling the story that way.
Yeah. I thought it was great, man. And I think it's a masterpiece. But I don't think I like it more than
The Great Dictator.
The Dictator. But this is from a different era of Chaplin, and I think it is perfect for this era. I think that this movie is perfect. I think it's a 10 out of 10. But I just, when I'm ranking it, I like The Great Dictator more. But if I'm talking purely silent films, this is the best silent film from Chaplin that I've watched, which I've only seen two. Yeah. So, you know, but this is the best that I've seen Chaplin do from silent. What's your final verdict, Brad?
Considering that The Great Dictator is still, I'm with you. I like The Great Dictator more. And I can see where you're saying it's from, because The Great Dictator is like a different Charlie Chaplin. It's like in a whole new era.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of that, I'm going to rank it a 9.5, but I'm kind of right with you. I could easily call it a 10, but just because The Great Dictator, I'm thinking is just edges it out just a little bit. I'm going to rank it 9.5.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, like what's it called? To me, it's just, you know, it's a different time.
Yeah.
And it's just a different era. So it's like,
I totally understand. Yeah. I understand you're thinking on it. So
yeah,
I mean, if anybody asks me what Charlie Chaplin movies I should watch, Great Dictator and this for sure.
Yeah, yeah, but I really liked it, man. I thought it was a great movie, and it's just very movie. And it's just great, dude. Like, there's not a lot of actors who are as funny and as charming as Charlie Chaplin was, man. Like.
And a lot of people trying. And he didn't have to say a thing.
It doesn't have to say a goddamn thing, right?
He didn't have to say a thing in this.
Not a single thing, man. But what's it called? But that's how it is, yeah. And Victor Alexander is the name of the actor.
Okay.
The black boxer. Yeah. He was an actual black actor, Victor Alexander. Yeah. What fucking balls on Charlie Chaplin, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking balls. But that concludes our review of City Lights. And as always, we thank you all so much for joining us. Would you please check us out on our Wonder or on our other platforms, on our website, thenerdcore.com, Twitter at @thenerdcore_, Instagram and Threads at @thenerdcore, TikTok at @thenerdcore, Patreon.com/nerdcore at $1 tier. You get this episode live and early before anybody else gets to watch it. And our Discord link is in the description below if you want to discuss some Charlie Chaplin with us. You can also discuss in the comments of the video on YouTube. We always love talking to you all in the comments, as long as you're nice.
Yeah, tell us your favorite Charlie Chaplin movie.
Yeah, what's your favorite Charlie Chaplin film? And tell us about that. And of course, if you're already on YouTube and you're watching this, please make sure you leave a like on this video. Subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell so you don't miss another Charlie Chaplin review during Charlie Chaplin month here at the Nerdcore. On the podcast side of things, please make sure that you leave a 5-star review and you're following us on your favorite podcast app of choice. And yeah, I am almost done editing the ad, Brad. So I want to say by next week, honestly. next week. The best way to get your episodes ad-free are also going to be on Patreon, $1 tier. So not only will you get them live, but you're going to get them ad-free as well. Because the episodes are going to have an ad before we actually go into the actual review. And don't worry, it's only going to be one. I'm not going to put like two.
Shit done. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have one also for the live show. So we get to have a little mini, well, not a mini break. We can't go to the restroom like we used to before. But like, it's just going to be a small little like 2-1 minute ad in there.
Okay.
Yeah. I should probably make more ads for other stuff, but we'll figure it out.
We'll get it. We got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. But of course we thank you all so much for joining us, man. I am so excited for the rest of Charlie Chaplin month. Of course we did it a little bit different this time, guys, because I do have a cinema condition to record at the end of the month. So we condensed this week and last week's reviews into this week's. So we have that going on. Then the next couple of days, live shows are going to look a little different. They're going to hopefully probably be in the afternoon. My dad is coming in on Saturday, Brad.
Okay.
So, but I know that I'm probably not going to go there until like later on in the,
okay.
Yeah, like, but yeah, we'll probably try to do, Shogun and Invincible, in the afternoon for you guys. And then we're doing WrestleMania as well. If my dad actually comes down on Saturday, which it's looking like that's going to be the thing, I will not be on the WrestleMania night one. Let's go watch along, but I will be on night two. And let's be honest, night two is the one that I really, really want to see. But, it's going to be a good one, guys. It's that time. My favorite time is my favorite holiday, right, Brad? WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. And, of course, over there in AEW, they've got people cutting promos. What's it called? Saying how much they love AEW. You know, isn't that crazy, Brad? Like, you know, when your boss makes you cut a promo talking about how much you love your job. Yeah. Who knows if the boss made him do that?
Couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah. And as always, we thank our wonderful patrons so much. It's not possible without them. And of course, we would like to thank our wonderful producer, Shane. Where can you find him, Brad?
You follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at ThriftedIL, or go buy something from the Suppy God at PrisonCityVintage.com. Go support Shane. He's amazing.
Of course, man. We love Shane here, and we thank him so much for his patronage and being a producer. But of course, with that said, Brad, we will see them during the live shows this weekend and next week as we continue Charlie Chaplin month. But for now, to our wonderful to all y'all, we're getting out of here. Brad, let's send them out.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to all those who join us in future chats. No Stacy today, unfortunately, but we hope to see him in future ones. Thank you to our listeners out there, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, duck when a blind woman throws water at you. Young Yoda out.